The chief and people of Osu in Accra have marked this year's Home War with calls for peace as the country awaits the Supreme Court verdict on the December 2012 election petition. At the sidelines of the celebrations, the December 2012 presidential candidate of the Great Consolidated Popular Party, Dr. Henry Lartey, hosted a Ekpokpoi party for colleague candidates and political party representatives. Justice Mingil has filed this report.
The entire Osu township went agog in the celebrations with the chief Ni Okwe Kinkadouna and other sub-chiefs sprinkling the traditional food quickly at the traditional houses and principal streets. To add to the glamour of the festival, almost all the presidential candidates in the 2012 general elections savored the meal of quickly with palm nut soup at the family house of the GCPP leader Henry Lartey. They include the leader of the United Front Party, Akwesi Adeodike, DNC's Hassan Ayariga, and the only independent candidate, Jacob Oseyeboa. Former President Kufuor was represented by his spokesperson, Frank Ejekum. They all took turns to speak to Radio Ghana on the need for peace as the country awaits the verdict of the Supreme Court on the December elections. First, the leader of the United Front Party, Akwesi Adeodike.
Ghanaians need to exercise restraint and wait patiently for the Supreme Court verdict. Whatever the outcome may be, I know it will not go down well with some one party, but we should understand that we have pregnant women in our midst, we have the aged, we have the disabled, we have children. So we should be able to think of these people and take the verdict in good faith.
Next is Hassan Ayariga.
We have gone through this many times, and as you all know, 8 months ago, we're in a situation like this, a situation of who Ghana to decide who to be the next person. It is not something new to us, but I think that people are making it look like something different is coming. It's the same thing. It's just like going into a competition, and after the competition, the winner is being announced and mandate is given to the winner. It's a repetition of various elections that we have had, and this is not anything different. So I don't see any sign of violence in the system, but we only want to make it clear to Ghanaians that, of course, it's a petition. For that matter, we should attach some kind of respect.
The only independent candidate in the elections, Jacob Oseyeboa, called on Ghanaians to protect the national heritage of peace.
What I would say is that as a nation, okay, we've been given the second chance to deepen our democracy. Now, we lost it during the First Republic, okay, but during this Fourth Republic, all of us must endeavor to consolidate our democracy. And if we'll be able to consolidate that, then politics must bow at the altar of rule of law. What that means is that let's allow the law to be supreme over our socioeconomic and sociopolitical dispositions. And then as a nation, we will have that opportunity to open up and catch up with those who has actually taken up the lead.
Dr. Abu Sakara of CPP added his voice.
Well, I think the first thing is that we should all recognize that everybody, the two sides involved, have had full opportunity to put their case before the court. Nobody has hindered anybody from talking. Everybody has been free to gather all the facts, present their case. And by doing that, you submit yourself to the ruling of the court. If you don't want to do that, then you don't submit your case in the first place. But by submitting your case, it is a tacit understanding that we will all submit ourselves. And I believe that each and every one of the two sides is willing to submit themselves to the decision of the Supreme Court.
Next is the spokesperson of former President Kufuor, Frank Ejekum.
we should all stay calm. The results will go one way or the other. No matter how bitter it is for you at the end of the day, please accept it for the good of Ghana.
The GCPP leader sums it all up.
And since we're going to have the petition judgment, I decided I should call all of them for them to come and join me to celebrate the Homowo Festival and that we, the Ghanaians, have. On top of that, it shows that we are united, we are not divided. We have different views on how to solve Ghana's problems. That is all.
Justice Mingil filed that report.